Thank you for staying with KHSU on your Tuesday, the 14th of August. I'm Wendy Butler, and it's time for Art Waves. Today's program is an interview about the Dog Summer Young Alumni 2018 exhibition at Humboldt State University's 3rd Street Gallery in Eureka. It's also a commemoration of 2 decades of public service. This gallery, which first opened in Eureka in 1998 on 1st Street as the 1st Street Gallery, has provided to this community, as well as being a vital part of HSU art students' completion of their degrees. HSU will close the 3rd Street Gallery on September 2nd. One of the quintessential connections between HSU and this gallery, going back to its years on 1st Street, has been HSU's Art Museum and Gallery Practices Certificate, which gives the students opportunities for experience in artwork preparation, design, and installation through on-campus academic activities, and then student internships at off-campus galleries and museums. The internships have taken place largely at 1st Street and then 3rd Street Gallery. My guests today are recent HSU graduate Annie Valdez by phone, and in the studio, Bernadette McConnell, who is a senior at HSU. Annie went through the Museum and Gallery Practices program. She interned at out-of-area galleries, but was employed as a gallery assistant at 3rd Street Gallery. Bernadette is currently a gallery assistant at 3rd Street Gallery and enrolled in the Museum and Gallery Practices program for this coming year, although she doesn't as yet know where she will intern. Bernadette will be part of our second segment today. We'll first begin with Annie, who notes that actually working in a gallery is a very different experience from art studies in the classroom. Annie will also discuss the artwork she has in the Dog Summer exhibit.
When you're in art school, you're pretty much just either painting or talking about paintings. But when you're working at a gallery, you're hanging work, you're corresponding with the press, you're corresponding with artists. It's a very different job. So the program itself, there's one class, the Museum and Gallery Practices class, which is one semester of like a lecture, and then there's like a lab attached to that where you participate on campus installing shows. And then the next semester after that is intended, you're supposed to have an internship. Mm-hmm. I did my internship. I had done many art gallery internships like previous to my decision to actually do the program, but most people will like intern at 3rd Street Gallery in Eureka or the Clark Museum.
Did you intern at 3rd Street Gallery?
I didn't, no. I worked there, so I was working there before I actually took the classes. I had interned at a couple galleries in Los Angeles, and I also was an intern at the Getty Museum in Los Angeles. So that counted towards my internship.
Now, your degree from Humboldt State University, was it a concentration in studio art, or was it a concentration more in the business of working in galleries or curating or something like that?
I had a double emphasis in art history and studio art, and I also completed a minor in chemistry.
It sounds like it's since you've been working at the gallery as well as interning, which of course is also work, at other locations, it sounds like you are also interested in the, I guess, behind the scenes, the activity of actually setting up the show, working on the aesthetics of a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And I know that the Museum and Gallery Practices program, it is about that. I mean, it's about, you know, when viewers come in to see a show, where the work is, how it's presented to us, it makes a big difference in how we basically digest what we're seeing.
It really does. It can be quite a challenge, especially with group shows, to make a show look cohesive and like a solid thought. That's definitely something we did a lot of. That was always a contentious moment at Third Street Gallery when we were, when everyone has their opinions and you are kind of talking about working out how to place all these different works of art. And like, you want to, like some pieces, especially, I don't know if you've seen the senior show, there's many pieces that are actually quite large. And then there's a lot of pieces that are quite small. And there's, it's very interesting. You want to make sure that the pieces that are small get as much meant like space, not necessarily like physical space, but like kind of mental space for as the larger pieces. And that's definitely a really in-depth like task that you have to, that is definitely like a muscle you work after working in galleries for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, oftentimes you'll have works that contain words as well as visual images. And I can, you know, I can see that if the words are displayed a certain way on the visual, you know, image, and let's say two works that also have words in them, if they're displayed the wrong way, then the words kind of conflict. You have to think about that.
I remember there was Joanne Burke's show, which was in, I think it was for the holiday show, so it opened in December and closed like early February. That show had a lot of textual art, and that was also something that we had to really think about, was how was this going to flow? Like, are we going, is someone going to look at this piece, and then is that thought going to carry over to the next piece? Is that going to affect it? So definitely.
You have work on display in the Dog Summer exhibition, and the works you have at the exhibition are digital photographs.
I have one photograph there that I shot on a 4x5, so large format film camera, and then I have another piece there, which is a stop motion animation, which is in the back room.
Oh, please talk more about the stop motion. That, you know, you know what it is, what its title is. Is there a theme to it? Yeah, please talk about that.
It's called Fascination, and it's my very first ever stop motion animation. And I, so it's kind of rough looking, but I did win an award for it, and it is about two hairs. Like from your head, two hairs in the shower.
Okay. I was thinking of rabbits, but no.
No. No.
Two
like head hairs in the shower who find each other amidst all the other hairs and then their journey to the drain. to the song Fascination by André Previn. So.
Is it their choice to go to the drain?
It's kind of it's a love story. So
well, then there you go. Yeah.
It's like you come in and you see all these hairs and then like they fall away and then it's just the two and then you watch them. It's kind of like, you know, talking about, I guess, life and love and, you know, we all die, but it's fun in the middle. So kind of grim, but also like two hairs. It's pretty funny watching people's reactions to it. They're like immediately quiet, like, oh my God, this is so gross. And then by the end, they're like, wait, am I empathizing with two hairs?
And so it's music, so they don't speak.
No.
Let me guess, and you know, please correct me if I'm wrong about this. You were inspired to do this while you were in the shower washing your hair.
Oh yeah, of course. Oh yeah, yeah. It was pretty funny. Like I did it a lot of times growing up. My mom was like, "How does all that hair come out of your head?" And I'm like, "I don't know." but you know, I think a lot of women with really long hair, anybody with really long hair, has, you know, played with them in the shower after washing your hair and made little smiley faces or whatever. So I was doing that one day in the shower and I was like, wait, I have a assignment due. This might be worth pursuing.
And was this the first time, I mean, have you in the classes that you took at Humboldt State University, did they include video, you know, anything related to this type of creation of a you know, film, basically.
Mm-hmm. I think there's the new professor, Stephen Noctegal, he started this class. I forget what it was called. I think it was like performance and animation. It was, so I think that in I don't know for sure, like, but it seems like in preparation for the BFA program that they're about to launch, they're kind of expanding the what is like the graphic design kind of part of the curriculum into more into like digital media. So that way it can like touch on things like animation and performance art. So that was the class that I did it in. The first assignment was like do a stop motion animation. And then the following assignment was like actually do an animation in After Effects and like drawing something in Illustrator and then like making it move. And then the third one was like actually performance art. So I had to do a performance piece. And then the fourth assignment was just like whatever I wanted to do. So that's like, I think something new that HSU is doing.
Does it start with you with photography? Is that something you have been interested in for quite some time?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
No, I actually was just talking about this with some friends the other night. I started painting when I was like 14. I went to a high school that had a really robust art program. And then I studied art history. So I very much identified with that like Italian Renaissance ideal that like oil painting is like the pinnacle of art. And thus, like, if you're an artist, the top dog of all artists was the painter. But I always like really felt frustrated with like how I wanted to paint and what I wanted to portray. So I really like rendering in detail, but the paintings that I enjoyed were not like these highly rendered paintings. They were like paintings like Kerry James Marshall or like Yayoi Kusama. So it was just very frustrating for me as an artist, and I actually like kind of fell out of love with it when I was at HSU. And like throughout that whole, like my whole trajectory, like throughout high school and like early college, like I was always taking photos on like disposable cameras, like not really thinking about it, but I really liked the tactility of like holding a photo in my hand and like seeing them in film and like creating compositions. But I wasn't really thinking about it like that until I asked my dad for a 35 millimeter for Christmas, and he gave me his old one. And then I was like, I should probably just take a photo class at school, like while I'm at it. So I did, and I took it with Dave Woody, and it actually changed my life. I was like, wow, now I don't have to worry about rendering like I was when I was painting, but I can still work towards portraying what I want to. So that's kind of how I came to photography, like pretty late in my college career, actually.
Annie Valdez, who graduated from HSU in May and is part of the Dog Summer Young Alumni 2018 exhibit at Humboldt State University's 3rd Street Gallery in Eureka. Also here is Bernadette McConnell, an HSU senior who currently works at 3rd Street Gallery. I'm Wendy Butler, and this is Art Waves on KHSU. Bernadette, you're studying art at Humboldt State University. What is your particular realm of study?
I'm studying art history. That's my focus as officially on paper for the art major. But I'm also, my focus as career-wise, I'm heavily honed in on museum and gallery practices. I do have a background in art. I went to an art high school, Orange County High School of the Arts. I did a lot of painting and I did a lot of ceramics, but it just didn't interest me as a professional career in the fine arts as an artist. What interested me more was working in gallery spaces and showing other people's work.
Well, that's interesting. Annie, you were saying that, I don't even think we got to that question yet. I'm not sure, but Bernadette was talking about her interest in her career. Well, right now you're doing production work at KCET. You're an intern there. What are you interested? What are your interests becoming?
I am actually securing myself a studio space here in Los Angeles, so I'm really excited about that. So I'll start making art, hopefully to show in galleries around LA. And for my day job, I would love to continue on the path of production. So like doing some freelance PA stuff or like content editing for some brands out here would be really great. I'm currently on the hunt for a job now that my internship's ending.
Well, what kind of things are you interested in doing with, you know, that you might display in your studio? What kind of production work?
I would eventually like to move into like a documentary space, but like not even become a filmmaker. Just like there is like, I do have like some thoughts mm-hmm. down the road. So I am interested in pursuing like production, that kind of aspect, like being able to have more like creative control over the entire process. But for my art making, I'm still doing like photography and collage. So for right now, my art practice and then my professional, like kind of what I do during the week is pretty separate.
Okay. And like Bernadette, you aren't interested in having a studio or being involved in different exhibitions with work that you have created?
If I can afford it, I will. Okay. I would do it as a hobby first and then move into it if there's a path built for me. I feel very insecure about going into that type of path with my art. And so that's why I focused on gallery practices, because I was still able to use my skills I gained from art, creating art, into an environment that felt more financially secure for myself.
Okay, that definitely makes sense. Again, going back to what specifically, is it painting or another type of art that you have done a lot of in your studies here?
I love plein air painting.
Okay.
So going out into outside and painting what I see within mm-hmm. a few hours, very direct type of painting that's very fast, called, in French, it's a la prima, all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really popular up here, which is why I moved into Humboldt in the first place, because plein air painting is really popular in Humboldt County and Sonoma County. That was my two first choices, but mm-hmm. Humboldt's so pretty, I couldn't resist.
And now, I was talking before you arrived, I was talking also with Annie about museum and gallery practices, about setting up a show. You've been working at Third Street Gallery. You haven't been working as an intern, but you've been working
as a gallery assistant?
As a gallery assistant.
Yeah. And a big difference is, one, I get paid and I don't get any credit for school.
Right.
But also another big difference is interns work more in production type of work. So we have publications and also documentaries that we create. I've never had my hands on any of the publications, like in the hand of making them. I've touched them physically, but...
I will say, though, we, as like gallery assistants at Third Street Gallery, the interns, like in the museum and gallery practices program, mm-hmm. while they are doing like the layout of the documents and the publication materials, Bernie, Pedro, Eloisa, and I were like very much the muscle. So we kind of were putting, like, painting, building walls, patching, like making sure physically, like lifting all the boxes and pedestals and putting them into place. Like, that was our job. So while they were doing like writing essays, we were physically putting it together. So we were in production that way.
Right. Yeah. Bernadette. Yeah.
Yeah. There's some other stuff sprinkled amongst that doing, making labels and we do sit in front of the computer sometimes and organize a lot of organization. Just recently, since the gallery is closed, for the first time I've got my hands on doing archival work and sorting old documents from the last 20 years of our exhibition files. So that's been really interesting, but also kind of sad.
Oh, well, the gallery's not officially closing until the 2nd of September.
Yeah.
Right.
We're preparing for the move already. Mm. We're going to send all of those documents. All of our exhibition files is actually going to be available in the Humboldt room. So if you happen to be in the Humboldt room at the right times that it's open, that should be of access. sometime soon.
And so basically, Bernadette, what you're saying is that you're looking through when first, back to when First Street Gallery first opened.
Yeah, all the way in 1998.
And which was, and it was called First Street Gallery for most of its time.
Mm-hmm.
Until it was relocated. And the Museum and Gallery Practices program is continuing at Humboldt State University?
Yeah, and it's actually going to change. We just hired I believe she's full-time professor for the museum to overlook the whole program. It's going to be more inclusive of other type of museum and gallery spaces that aren't, because right now it's mostly centered around the art department and the fine arts, and they want to expand it to include anthropology and archaeology.
They want to expand the museum and gallery practices program to include other type of, I guess, gallery display.
Yeah.
In which it doesn't just involve fine arts, but it involves history.
Yes.
And things that require display.
Yes.
Is that what your understanding is?
Mm-hmm.
Will it just be run by the art? It won't just be run by the art department then.
It'll be a partnership between multiple departments.
So you're going to be able to enroll, or you already have enrolled in the Museum and Gallery Practices program for next year?
Yeah, and it won't change for another probably between 2 or 3 years because okay. Brett Potter is just starting this next semester, and she's not even taking in all the classes that she will be taking on in the future.
Okay, so, but for the Museum and Gallery Practices program, are you also going to be interning?
Yes.
And where are you thinking you're going to be interning, or you haven't decided yet?
I haven't decided yet. There's a good chance that some new galleries might partner with HSU.
Okay.
Because there is a lot of galleries popping up in Old Town, and might want interns, and the department is still working on that. So it would be interesting to work with these new galleries if they do partner by the time I'm in my last stretch, which I will have the internship in the fall. I'm sorry, in the spring, next spring. So it's a big maybe.
No, that's exciting. No, that's good. That's good that you're able to continue. You won't, of course, be at Third Street Gallery, but you'll be able to continue on with the program, which is very important, and which is what Annie and I were talking about as far as a fuller, you know, sense of what art making is also working on the display of it,
mm-hmm.
the placement of it, and how it's viewed by audiences.
Yeah.
And of course, the archiving. Well, finally, I would like the two of you to share highlights of being part of the Humboldt State University Art Department. Well, for you, Bernadette, it'll be thus far because you've got one more year.
Mm-hmm.
But so starting with Annie, just things that you learned, Annie, as, you know, in your pursuit of art making and also of the production, you know, of making art, you know, the business of art, I guess. What are some things that stuck out for you that you've learned here at Humboldt State University?
I think what I really love about HSU that I've definitely benefited from greatly was just my connection with the professors there. They are so amazing. And like, if you want to develop a relationship with one of your professors at HSU, especially in the art department, like they're so open and they're so willing to offer advice and guidance and support if you want to. Like, I feel like when I was at HSU, like, I talked to the professors as much, if not more, as other students. Like, I adore Nicole Jean Hill and Dave Woody's class, like, literally changed my life. And Heather Madar is, like, I think every art history major is, like, dream, and Julie Alderson is amazing, and, you know, like, Britt Sheldon, who just started here, she's also just such a gift, and Stephen Noctegal, who just joined as well, like, he's adding so much in just such a short time, and, you know, the list goes on and on and on, and it's, like, Jack Bentley as a boss was amazing. He offered so much guidance, and I feel so blessed to have had these relationships with these people. Like, you know, I feel like I can reach out to any of the people that I've just listed and hear back from them and have them genuinely interested in what I'm doing. And I'm genuinely, like, so amazed by all of their work. So that's definitely what I've taken from HSU. And I'm just so glad I came up across this amazing art program.
And Bernadette, how about for you?
I love how small the school is, because there's so many opportunities the school gives for hands-on skill development, and it's harder to get those opportunities, actually land in that opportunity if a school is impacted. And HSU is the least impacted of all the CSUs, and if that wasn't the case, I probably would not have been able to spend the time that I did at Third Street Gallery, or possibly land the position as the next SAG director, the Student Access Galleries director.
Well, are you officially the next Student Access Gallery director, or possibly?
So far, there isn't reason why I'm not.
Good. Well, I look forward to talking with you about the Student Access Gallery next year then. She's going, well, maybe not. Yes, it's definitely happening.
Yeah.
You are.
And also the representative for the College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences on the AS Board of Directors. So far, again, there's no reason why I can't serve on that board. And then Annie brings up a great point about how close you get to teachers here. A lot of the teachers who are only contracted between 2 or 4 years to teach at HSU are so shocked from the difference that they experience at other colleges and universities of the environment here between students and teachers. And that type of growth, I feel, has helped students who really need the time to spend with teachers at, like, office hours to really hone in on their learning skills and their understanding of the content. And I really have to think, Wendy Fugelstand has helped me a lot in her classes. She teaches a lot of East Asian art history, which is actually makes HSU stand apart from a lot of universities. So I hope she's staying, because she's only contracted to be here between, like, 2 or 4 years. And so I really hope that HSU kind of helps keeping that track of making the art department so different from other art departments at other CSUs, because when we're so out in the middle of what feels like nowhere from someone who's from Los Angeles, it's hard to compete. It is. And so I feel like the art department's done a really good job of making our experience different in a way that's helped me build skills in areas of study that's different and not common.
Bernadette McConnell. You also heard from Annie Valdez. The Dog Summer Young Alumni 2018 exhibit continues through September 2nd, the final day of operation for HSU's Third Street Gallery, 416 Third Street, Eureka. The gallery is open Tuesday through Sunday, noon to 5. For the rest of the month, the gallery will have extended hours to 8 p.m. on Friday nights. And it will be open for First Saturday Night Arts Alive, 6 to 9 p.m. on September 1st. For more information, you can phone 707-443-6363 or visit the gallery's website, which you can access through the regular HSU web address, humboldt.edu. And that's all the time we have for Art Waves today. Join me for the next regular broadcast Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. Listen anytime online at khsu.org or download podcasts of the program from iTunes. I'm Wendy Butler. Until next time, thanks for listening.